Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Donner's Grove in the spotlight today, and the owner of Berto's Deli and Pasta Shop at Donner's Grove is Janet Lucadello. Janet, you're not partnering with some private investment folks and taking zillions of dollars and then franchising around the country, are you?
No, we are not. We are just a small, local, family-owned Italian deli and located in Donner's Grove.
You've been around for a long time. What's the history of the place?
We've been in Downers Grove for 24 years. We originally came to help someone out that started this business, and the business wasn't going well. My mother-in-law had experience from working at a deli in Elmwood Park, and so we came here because the name meant something to us. Berto's Deli. Berto's was my father-in-law's name. And then we came inside of the deli, and there was an Anna sub and a Berto sub, which are my mother-in-law and father-in-law's names. So we decided to take the venture on and eventually bought the business, and we've been here for 24 years.
You were destined to do it, I guess, huh?
Yes. Something brought us here, and now we live in town. We've lived in town for 23 years, and now you can find three generations working at the deli here. The kids all go to school in Downers Grove, and we've been very fortunate that Downers Grove is such a wonderful community and has supported us through all the craziness that's been going on. So we're very fortunate and thankful to be a part of Downers Grove.
We love small business stories like that. How did you handle the pandemic?
We were pretty lucky because we were already geared to take out. So we were fortunate we could stay open through the whole pandemic. People supported us and came in, and it was just really, it wasn't a very bad experience for us. The only thing, we lost all our catering because people were not able to have parties, but we were at least fortunate to stay open and to keep our employees working. So we'd like to thank Downers Grove for supporting us and being such a wonderful community.
Looking at your menu, it looks like subs are your thing. Is that the specialty of the house?
Yes, we've got, we're known for our sub sandwiches. We've also got, we make all our salads homemade in-house. We've got a wonderful potato salad and pasta salad. And we also have a wonderful freezer section for quick dinners where people can pick up fresh pasta with homemade pasta sauces, meatball sausage, garlic bread. And then also we have desserts, which are cannolis and tiramisu, and we make our own homemade Italian ice.
And not that you need more competition, but why do we have such a shortage of delis, not just in suburbia, but in the city as well?
I'm not quite sure about that. I'm not quite sure what that answer would be. I know there are wonderful delis in the city. We know of a few that we like to...
What?
Also support when we're in the city.
Yeah, we used to have more. I mean, you know, they kind of disappeared.
Yeah, you know what? It's family businesses, small little businesses are hard to keep going because there's these big chains that come in and, you know, and with big names and big advertising budgets. But I think the small little local delis are the gems of the area.
Yeah, they're the best. We love the mom-pa operations like yours at 5004 Main Street in Downers Grove. What's the Trojan sub? What's that?
The Trojan is it's a sub that we created because my kids went to Downers Grove North, and my daughter would always eat this sub, so we decided to name a sub after the school. We have the Trojan sub. Then we also added the Mustang sub for the other high school in town because all those kids and teachers started coming in. So we've got a couple of schools that we've named subs after because we also do school lunches.
Uh-huh.
And so We named the subs after the schools. We've got a St. Joe sub and also a St. Mary sub. So
you've covered everybody.
Yes, yes, we try. We try not to leave anybody out.
And then when you want to check out some competition and you don't necessarily want to have one of your fine sandwiches, where do you go?
We love all the businesses in town. We've got Giamia right across the street. We've got Capri. We've got all kinds of businesses in this area. We're fortunate to have a lot of Italian places, too. A lot of people like Italian food, so... we've got Angelo's Pizza. We've got a lot of great businesses in town that hopefully everyone will come in and try out.
Well, we're happy to salute your place and Downers Grove today. And if you're in the neighborhood, stop in and say hi to Janet there at Berto's Deli and Pasta Shop. I'll let you get back to work because I know you're trying
Thank
to figure
you.
Out the Bob Sirot sandwich over there at Berto's.
Yeah, there you go. That'll
yeah.
be a new one.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for having us on, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Janet. And good talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. Have a good day.
Yeah, I think I think they need like a frying apparatus to do the fried salami sandwich that I have in mind.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.